Holy shit, everybody. It has been a minute since I have done an episode just by myself. To give a little update about life and how things are going, I would like to quickly, read a journal entry. As I was watching, if you know anything about me, I do love professional wrestling. Most importantly, this company called AEW, All Elite Wrestling. They're owned by Tony Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and a great businessman. He actually has more money than Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, which many of you probably have heard of when it comes to professional wrestling. But politics has gotten involved. WWE you can now invest in. They are a publicly traded stock. And so I really enjoy them, but just by being that publicly traded stock, I feel like it takes away from the art of what is a good wrestling match. Feel free to always send me a message too about wrestling. I know there's a lot of people that like to talk some shit, and I welcome it, but you know, you can't fake that stuff. And that's kind of the facts. So, as I was watching this tonight, and I want you to hopefully think about this. With that being said, I hope I have your attention because this show that I enjoy, and we've all got our crazy shows, so don't judge me on mine, I hope. You can, I don't care. Actually, talk some shit, please. I encourage it. I actually encourage people to, try within me because I'm in sales. And being in sales is all about being told no. So I understand why this podcast may not get a lot of listens. But maybe it's fun. And maybe it brings you a little bit of joy where you can talk some shit to me. Because I'm not going to be mean back. But anyways, what I really wanted to talk about, and this is going to be quick, is a match that happened. One of the biggest matches they've had of all time between Jon Moxley and CM Punk. A shout out. And it was a quick, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but eventually what had happened was there was a promotion, they call it a promo after, where the winner talked about how he had been through all this stuff, and he wasn't wrong. He had been through hardcore matches, barbed wire, death matches, being lit on fire. No joke. So that doesn't sound fake, and it's not. But it made me really think about the process of life and how much I have not enjoyed my process, to be honest, over the past few years. Because we all want to make that money right now, whatever your goal is, whether it's $52,000 a year, $75,000, $150,000, $10 million. We should trust and enjoy, not even trust, because you could trust the wrong process. But if you enjoy the right process, meaning life happening every day, minute by minute, hour by hour, as I'm recording this show, I have no want, need for anyone to listen to this. I just hope that it may help someone. And feel free to reach out. This is Lending a Hand, L-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a pun off my name. Yes, I'm thinking about changing the show, so you know, I've been doing this forever. 4 years. This is in the 120th of the episodes. But that's nothing compared to some people. And I really want to put out more content, but I need to understand that people are listening. So I really want and encourage you, no matter who you are, to listen to this. Because I see statistics although I don't know who individually comes to the website or looks at us, I would prefer if you could reach out because it means a lot to me, especially as I end this quick episode. I just want to say thank you if you do take the time to listen. So, look forward to hearing from you. My Instagram is lending a hand, LINDING a hand, or Keaton Linder, KEATON, LINDING, LINDER. I apologize. That's going to be confusing. So, if you can find that, listen to me. Send me a message. Make it authentic. Hey, how's it going? Listen to the podcast. Awesome. Talk to you guys later. I will be putting more episodes out very soon. Thank you.
Keaton Linder, what's going on, man? How are you? Just started using Anchor. I'm about to chop it up with my boy here. I needed some advice, man. How do I add people? Let me know, dog.
I think that's pretty good to done. So, like, yeah, you find them and you favorite them. And-